Hey, welcome back. Time for us to summarize exactly what we've been talking about here. Jimmy, let's talk about why you brought up the COVID situation first and the perhaps wrongdoing on the part of Anthony Fauci.
Well, again, I think this is all, the reason why I even bring that up is because of this broader fight, and the fight, and it's a struggle between individual choice and freedom and the powers that want to influence and control individual choices. And what we've seen in America over the, you know, just really, it's always been a struggle, and it will always be a struggle in the world between those that have power and influence in order to shape and achieve their goals, and in this case, global corporate financial goals, and the people's best interests inside a government, a sovereign government. And our system of government was designed actually to protect our rights, not a government to grant us our rights. That's a big difference than in history, and it's never been seen before. That's what's so important. And what we see right now with the administration and this fight with Washington, and again, it's Republicans and Democrats and progressives, struggling to maintain that power that they've amassed over a period of time because they don't want to lose the funding. They don't want to lose the resources. They want to stay in favor of these influential corporations, the donors, the big donors. And unfortunately, those interests are clashing directly with the sovereignty and the best interests and the actual rights of our God-given rights, in my view, of American citizens. Yeah. That's the struggle. That's the fight that will always be. And what I do hope, and you talk about, you know, there at the end of the last segment, that you hope that it would be, you know, that we're going to get past these things. Well, it's an eternal struggle. We will always be fighting for this.
Sure.
The question is, in the past, and what we've been successful at is actually adjusting and changing and addressing that. And I hope that we will do that. I hope more people realize and wake up what's been going on and how much influence the technology companies and these powerful globalist entities have in order to shape our future.
Yeah. Well, let me give my opinion here. And that is, I don't think globalism necessarily is a good thing for anybody other than anything other than the big global companies, you know, the Microsofts of the world, the Amazons of the world, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I had an interesting thought while you were talking there, Jim. The situation that we have politically in the country right now is akin, very similar to what was going on in our country back in the McCarthy years. Tremendous amount of distrust, tremendous amount of anger. Do you agree with that?
Well, I would say, you know, in some respects, McCarthy may have been right because he was trying to fight against, you know, communist infiltration.
Right.
And what we're seeing right now is socialist communist ideology and infiltration, Marxist ideology that's permeating everything in our society.
Yeah.
And not that I agree with the way that he handled it. I think that transparency and openness is the way to actually, when you start talking about the facts, then, and you start showing what the impact of a socialist ideology, what that brings you, people realize that's not the right way to go. Hiding it, fighting it, attacking people is not the way to go. And I don't think that so, but I do think the fear is being created. I think it's being created, and you know, there is a tremendous desire from powerful people to use whatever means possible to win their arguments. And I think that obviously on both right and left, that they begin losing moral ground. And when they start losing moral ground, it undermines everything.
Well, there you have it, you guys. Souls Laid Bare by Jimmy and Al. I knew we were going to get response from the bloggers. We probably get a huge amount of response on this today. Let's see what you think. We are simply providing information so you can understand another perspective of what's going on in the country. Thanks, Jimmy.
You bet, Al.